The issue of money came into play for you and this film. It was to be backed by a group that makes documentaries very often for public television. David Koch turned out to be affiliated with some of those public television groups, and your money ended up being pulled. What happened there?
Well, we didn't know when we got greenlit by this public television entity that David Koch is a major donor to PBS. And he's also on the board of trustees both of WGBH in Boston and of WNET in New York, our flagship stations for the public broadcast network. And so when they our funders at the Independent Television Service saw that we were making this film, they supported it, they commissioned it, they gave us $150,000 in funding and a broadcast slot. But then they pulled all that when they saw that we decided to name the film Citizen Koch, and we wouldn't change the name. They asked us to remove the content related to the Kochs, and it was really deeply troubling, especially when we connected the dots and we realized that they were trying to protect essentially, they were trying to protect the high-dollar donors to public television.
This group, ITVS, said it was about editorial differences.
Well, that's just not true. I mean,
they didn't tell us that. What they told us is that the title of the film would render it unbroadcastable, given the environment at
What does that mean? There's a lot of interest in the Koch brothers.
Well, what Jane Mayer found out, because she did some investigating for The New Yorker, and what she found out was that the head of WNET in New York was anticipating a seven figure donation from David Koch at that time, that we had changed the title of our film, and that the head of the station in New York called this independent funding agency and threatened them and threatened to pull out of this documentary series Independent Lens if they continued to blindside him. He didn't want to anger this trustee and major donor.